Paddy Morrell is the CEO of Māroa Marae. Now, a survey by the New Zealand Food Network has shown that food hubs are now feeding over 500,000 people a month while struggling with the same amount of stock levels. As a result, these hubs are decreasing the sizes of their food parcels and, sadly, forced to at times turn new recipients away. Māroa Marae Food Hub supports whānau in the rural Hawke's Bay and was one of the food hubs surveyed. Paddy Morrell is the CEO. Paddy, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Paddy.
Kia ora, can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear, and you're looking $1 million too, I might say, Paddy. Ngā mihi. Tēnā koe.
Thank you.
It's good to talk with you today. Tēnā. Thank you, Paddy. Well, firstly, it is difficult, isn't it, for those who are liking to share the love and to get donations and then parcel them up and send them to needy families. Difficult right across the country, Paddy. I note that Māroa Marae was one of those food hubs involved in this survey. And tell us about the operation and what some of the challenges are on the ground for you and your team, Paddy.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Yeah, there were 62 food hubs surveyed throughout New Zealand. And yes, there's definitely an increase in demand that we're struggling to meet. The New Zealand Food Hub does a wonderful job in supplying food to these 62 food hubs. However, the demand just keeps increasing, Dale, has been since COVID 2020. You know, the price of food hasn't decreased at all. If anything, it's still rising. And, we don't see it coming down.
It's very difficult. We have a food bank here on our marae as well, and I know that similar difficulties are being confronted here in Tamaki across many who are working in this space. So how's it impacting you on the ground? Have you got less in your kai cupboard to share, or are you witnessing more people who are experiencing times of hardship and need some tautoko?
Yes, no, definitely. More people and more recipients. And, you know, it's sad that sometimes we have to turn them away because we don't have anything to give them. And these are people from all walks of life, Dale, and, you know, different nationalities that we're seeing coming to collect food. And, yeah, it's really sad when we have to turn them away because we don't have enough.
Yeah, I can feel for you as well. You know, one thing about our Māori styles, Paddy, is we always like to treat our people with dignity. There's no questions asked. If you're in difficult circumstances, it's not as if you're made to jump through hoops to get a kai, because it's mostly to help tamariki, isn't it? Or that seems to be the goal. What efforts do you make at your marae to maintain the dignity of those who find themselves in the difficult circumstance where they do need help?
Yes, no, that's it exactly, Dale, is, you know, a lot of our Māori people are whakamā, and you won't see them lining up for food parcels, not only Māori, you know, Pacific Island, even Pākehā, they won't line up. They feel that whakamā. And so those are the types of groups that I like to try and target and get to, is those that, you know, just won't, even though we know they need the food, they won't line up for whatever reason, whether it be whakamā, whether they can't get there, they haven't got any transport, public transport, whatever the reason is, those are the ones that I try and target. And, you know, I guess part of my work, I work within Kōhangareo and Kura, seeing it on the ground, you know, tamariki not having healthy lunches, nutritional lunches. You see it, it's on the ground. The struggle is real, Dale.
What might happen of this? Do you need more donations of kai? And how's this to be coordinated if you're hoping to maintain levels or even be in a position to assist more people who are coming along for this sort of support, Paddy?
Yeah, I guess how can people help is, you know, firstly being aware that the struggle is real, the hardship is real. You know, you've got, for example, you've got a parents, a mum and a dad, full-time working, and they have children and they're still struggling. You know, without helping with food to these types of families, you know, it's the struggle is real. How else can people help? The New Zealand Food Network, you know, like the producers, the businesses, get in behind them. Give them more food to donate to people that need it the most. You know, like organisations like ours. You know, like, for instance, Flaxmere, we've got three pātaka kai over there. Support those pātakas. Support organisations like us that give food to those that need it.
Let's not be shy to help out those pātaka kai. We've got a number of them in our suburbs here in the south side and Tamaki as well, Pare, often looking empty. So, again, maybe it's time for us, if you've got some spare cans of kai, just to recharge or think, hey, it might not seem much at the time, but two or three cans put into a pātaka kai, they're going to find their way into the puku of people who need it. You don't go visiting a pātaka kai in your community if you're going well. So, you know, let's just be all a bit more mindful. Just finally, marae do seem the right places for this sort of support with our history of manaakitanga and the like. There's no intention from Mangaroa Marae to pull out of this space. Are you going to go forward with the mahi that the food hub's been doing over the years, Pare?
Oh, it's a case of having to, Dale. You know, out of the 62 food hubs that were surveyed by the New Zealand Food Network, 93% of them, the reason why we're getting an increase in recipients is because of the rising cost of living. You know, since, and I've got to go back, it's since COVID, you know, price of food started increasing. And then, you know, 2023, we were hit with Cyclone Gabrielle. And, you know, the price of food hasn't come down a bit. The cost of living itself, you know, mortgage, rent, power, everything has increased except income. And so, you know, I've got to put it out there, Dale, that the New Zealand Food Network does a wonderful job in trying to get as much kai as they can to the 62 food hubs throughout the country.
Well, we certainly wish you well from afar, and that goes across the board for all who are helping in this space. It's been a pleasure having a bit of a kōrero with you today as well, Pare. All the best to you and to your team at Mangaroa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, thank you. It's Pare Morau, CEO of Mangaroa Marae.